Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, I'm not Wayne Allen Root, and I'm not Lee Elsie. I know Lee is still setting up there in Connecticut. He ran into some traffic issues, and we all know how that stinks on ice. I am Chris O'Sullivan. Nice to speak with you. Some of you guys know me as Chris, the annoying guy in Wayne's ear. All right, the show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. And big story coming out of here in Dallas today is that, and if Wayne were here right now, I might want to get him on the phone because I want his reaction to this. Big story coming out of Dallas. Turn down the music, Chris. I got it. All right. Lee, are you with me? Okay. I don't think Lee has got his mic on yet, so we'll get back with Lee here in a moment. So anyway, the big story coming out of Dallas right now is that Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins.
I am.
Oh, there's the sweet boy. Hey.
No, I'm here.
Did you hear this?
I'm here, baby.
Hey, did you hear this?
I'm here.
You're here, you're Lee. Get used to it. So, I was going to ask you, did you hear about the big story coming out of Dallas? Okay.
Oh, now I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're with me, brother.
I am, brother.
All right. So, did you hear about the big story coming out of Dallas today?
No, which one?
All right. Apparently, Dallas County Judge Clay, and I'm getting this from the Dallas Morning News, this is what we call a fluid story. The Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins on Monday petitioned the court to block Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ban on the mask mandate, arguing that the Republicans' governor executive order violates state law. So let's fast forward to the present. As of midnight tonight, local time here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dallas County, a new mask mandate will be mandatory for all businesses that do business in service of goods. So, yes, this building, this palace that I do this radio show from will be under the new mask mandate, and I would love to get Wayne's reaction. We'll have to wait till next week on that. But what do you think about that? Well, you think it's an overreach of municipal? I mean, right now, here's what we're looking at. We're looking at municipal government now going up against state government. This is going to end up in the courts, and I'm going to promise you our state attorney general is going to bring this to a court here in Texas. So what do you think? I mean, are they talking about, you know, reissuing this for the New England area that you know of?
Well, yeah, they've been circling and this back and forth. They actually just did this. Didn't they just do this in California? So California did this.
Yeah, and I think Nevada's doing it now
Nevada's
also.
Nevada's doing it as well. So it was expected, I think anticipated. I think a lot of what we had talked about a little bit last night, certainly on my morning show, we've been focused on this a lot because people are fired up about this. And I'm glad that you brought this up because it was one of the topics that I wanted to talk about because this mask mandate is causing everybody sort of to get into this frenzy. So I'll ask you, if they ask you to wear that at work, will you? We have to, don't you?
You know what? Right now, because we do have to do business, and I'm going to save a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, but we have to do business with these people. They have to protect their business license with the county. Nobody wants to get fined. So for the time being, yes, I will go along because I like the people who run this building. So out of respect to them and them alone, yes. But I am, you know, I'm very much not for this. Look, we're all taking precautions. I've seen it in this building. I've seen it around the area. We all know, look, COVID's very real, in my opinion, okay? We all know what to do by now. It's not like it's like late 2019, early 2020. We didn't know what the hell we were dealing with. You know, it's just, we all know how to play the ball game now. And it's just, it's a bit frustrating because, you know, we get into this rhythm of, you know, being able to have some level of normalcy, and because doctors weren't prepared for this, which is the big case, I think, that, you know, now we have to, I'm tired of the people, however you feel about this, having to be used as pawns in a political chess game, because that's what it's coming down to at the end of the day. So, Glad to have you here. Now, and I'm going to do something I would normally do, but if people here in the DFW Metroplex want to react, talk to Lee, the number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'd love to get your reaction on this and how you're feeling about this new mandate by, as the guy I like to call Viceroy Botox, because this guy looks like he's had enough Botox to go 20 lifetimes. So, and right now, we're going to turn it over to Lee Elsie, the most capable of hands.
Hey, thank you, bro. Thank you for covering for me for the... Yeah, opening 90 seconds plus. I'll get to that in a second. But yes, if you have any comments, questions, concerns that you want to talk about as far as masks go, and I'm so glad that Chris brought that up because, you know, I got a number of emails today that one in particular that stuck out that I wanted to share with you guys about masks and vaccines and risk and all of that. So I get this email from someone and the guy was very nice, right? And I'm not going to say his name because he was really gentlemanly and respectful. And he basically says, I've been listening here in the AM and nobody is getting it right. Callers, guests, not even you. As a scientist, these conversations only add to disinformation. I know no one is doing this purposefully, but are just framing the discussion wrong. Risk should be the framework. Just my two cents. Always appreciate you. Again, I'm trying to be constructive, and this is a gentleman, and again, I won't give his name to protect him because he says he's a scientist. My question is, I don't know if he's a scientist or not. If he's a scientist, fantastic. I would love for somebody who would consider themselves a scientist slash doctor slash expert in this to pick up the phone and call me somewhere along the line during the course of tonight's show because I'd like to have this conversation and continue it. 833-WAR-TALK. I want somebody to explain to me why exactly you need me to get a vaccine to protect you. I would like to know the answer to that. I'd like to know why it seems like now, in a large chunk of the cases, vaccinated people are getting sick, or at least getting the COVID. And we're finding that out here in Connecticut. We're finding that out in other places around the country. I would like to know why that is. And please don't tell me something that is sort of the new political speak, because this is getting old for me. Right. In the beginning, it was we needed to reach a certain number of folks for herd immunity. Then it was we needed a vaccine. Then when we get the vaccine, it's now we need more people to get the vaccine. We have enough, but we don't have we need more than we have right now to make it. None of it seems to make a lot of sense to me. And that goes all the way back to wear a mask, don't wear a mask, put two masks on, put three masks on. And recently here, we've been having these conversations where, well, cloth masks don't do a damn thing. Paper masks barely do anything. You really need one of these face shields to actually protect yourself from the aerosol along with masks. Well, I got to tell you something, guys. The chances of me walking around with two masks and a plexiglass face shield are slim and none. And Slim just left the building. I'm not doing it. Right? I'm not doing it for something that is going to kill me, let's say, 0.001 times out of 1,000. Now, if it was a 10% chance of me dying or a 8% chance of me dying, okay, I might take the extra precaution, and I'm not minimizing it. I'm talking about my risk. What's your risk? What are you ready to do? The majority of people who get sick, and they're kind of feeling blue for a day or two, and then they're back at it. Another giant chunk of folks don't even know they have it. They're asymptomatic. Right? We've had this conversation over and over. What do we got? 66 million people in this country, somewhere close to that, that actually have confirmed COVID-19. And the actual estimation is that probably six times more than that have actually had it and didn't know it. So you're talking about 140 million people asymptomatic walking around. And somehow it's the, you know, and these, some of these folks, again, have gotten the vaccine. We should be well past herd immunity. But I'm going to play some audio later on, maybe at the bottom of the hour. I was going to play it to open the show, but I'm going to play some audio that's been pulled down off of the Internet. It's from a doctor, and I know everyone's going to say, oh, I was a quack, because they yanked him off the Internet. But I'll tell you what, I played it on my morning show yesterday, and people went bananas. Everybody wanted a link to it. And when I sent it to everybody, they started to play it and sent it to other folks who sent it to other folks. And now if you try to find that same link, it's been taken down. Why is that? Why is that? And then somehow when I get something sent to me, something from either, from a different perspective, it's this moral superiority, or somehow it's a higher ground. Like, the information that's being facilitated from the progressives is somehow more accurate than the information that's being facilitated from the conservatives. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want it. So I want to make sure that everything that I read is sort of, you know, from all different perspectives. I don't think anybody knows what the hell is going on. You know, you have conversations during the course of the day. We have a whole bunch of people who work in this building. And they're all bouncing around like they know what the hell they're talking about. Nobody does. Fauci doesn't even know. Prove me wrong. How many stories has that guy had since the beginning? Oh, wait a second, Lee. Science is evolving. Sure it is. It is. You're right. But don't scare the hell out of everybody, you know, every couple of weeks, and change the narrative and have people running like the sky is falling. The percentage of people who are getting sick and dying from this is still tiny. It doesn't minimize it. They're still dying. It's not good. I get it. And, you know, the debate about shots and masks and no masks rages on. And, you know, for some of us, it's almost, let's say, a stamp of freedom. Like, I'm sick of listening to you. I'm sick of listening to you lecture me. What you have shown me from your side doesn't move me enough. Sorry. That's just the way it is. So anyway, again, I apologize. I'll tell you what happened, why I was about, you know, 98 seconds late. There was an accident. And I'll give you some details on it. I wasn't in it, but, and I didn't see it happen, but I saw the aftermath and the carnage and the wreckage. Not that anybody, I don't know if anybody died, but anyway, or was hurt. We'll come back once again. This is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsey. I got Wayne Allen Root until the end of the week. He's got this week off. Maybe we will call him and see what his reaction is. We'll come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, now that we're settled in, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. If you listen on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour, you hear my voice. I get you all warmed up, all lathered up. That sounds sexy, all lathered up for Wayne when he gets in for the second hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'm lucky enough, when Wayne takes a couple of days off, this great network asks me to come in and spend some time as the fill-in host. And that's what we got going on. We did it yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Got some great guests coming up in the... In the third hour of the program, we'll have some fun tomorrow night as well, as I'm going to track down entertainment legend Robert Davi, and he'll join me as well. So we're going to have some fun tomorrow night as well. But I do want to, focus in on some phone calls today. If you guys want to call in, it'd be interesting to get your take on some of these mask mandates, vaccines, just to get your opinion where you are across the country and get a feel for what you're thinking. 833-927-8255, if you'd like to call in. If not, I'll just ramble about the same kind of ideas that we were rambling about in the beginning. First, I want to apologize and thank Chris for, again, being 90 seconds late. Per usual, I'm a morning show radio host, and being a morning show radio host, we are not used to traffic, right? We are oblivious to traffic. We go in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we go home at noon or 1, and there's never anybody on the road. The road is ours. I'm the king of the road. But then today, I'm coming across the state, and not really the state, but I got like a half hour, 40-minute ride. And there's a giant bridge called the Gold Star Bridge, which separates the city of New London from the city of Groton. And there was a four-car accident. But their cars were banged up pretty good. So there was a giant delay, probably a California-type delay. that I was sitting there in traffic, obviously throwing every single four-letter word out that I could possibly think of, as and my air conditioner really wasn't working that well, and it's like 95 degrees. Yeah, the four-letter words were flying. Hey, there's no question about that.
So what's the average? I mean, was that a normal backup for this time of day for New London or for your part of the world?
No, it was a four. It's a four-car accident. That's that was really causing the issue.
Hey,
but
you know what? Let's do a service here. Is that still an active situation?
No. As I was getting cleared, it cleared.
Okay.
So they were that was sort of where I was going. What happened was they had two lanes completely shut down where they were loading these cars onto the back of a giant trailer, like a tractor trailer, but one of the giant tow trucks, so to speak. And they were just, you know, front end all messed up, windshield all messed up. So literally, though, as people saw them taking the cones away, there's a five, it's like a five-lane highway bridge, this big bridge. And the left two lanes were, actually left three lanes were blocked. So as they were peeling the cones away, like, people were just weaving in and out, getting ready to gun it, like, and go across the bridge, like, as fast as they could go. And, I had a bird's-eye view of it. Of course, you know, I was ready to go as well, but I started to think, man, you know, this is the kind of thing that just got this thing all messed up probably an hour and a half ago, right? People acting like lunatics driving on the highways. And I swear, I think, since COVID started, that people have become worse drivers. I think with your staying home a lot of the time, you lost the ability to navigate the highways, and you've become terrible drivers. And then when you do get let out, you drive around like lunatics. And I'm not saying this like the old man telling you to, you know, keep the ball off my lawn. Like, I'm the first one to, you know, put the pedal to the metal, but you people are getting to be lunatics. So anyway, that's what happened to me, and again, I apologize for that. There really is no excuse. I'm not making an excuse. I take full blame. I bow and humbly beg your forgiveness. So.
Why are you trying to, you know what, if anywhere, you're going to have to lawyer up. My God, get over it. It's no big deal. We recovered. Come on, man. What are you doing? Right. It happens. We love you.
I bet you I can get to Texas in about, maybe, what, 4-hour flight? I'll be down there. You still be at the radio station?
Oh, really? We're doing that, Elsie. No, we love you. Hey, look, things happen. Put it out of your mind.
All right. Well, listen, like I said, I would like to talk to some of the folks from around the country. If not, I got a couple things that I do want to get to. There is audio that I would like to play off to the bottom of the hour. That it's from a doctor, and maybe you've seen the video, maybe not. Now, there's a lot of these circulating around the Internet, but this one is from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Dan Stock, and I played it on, I think it was Monday I played it. I played it on Monday, and I basically sent it out to everybody. We loaded it up on the Facebook page. And, of course, what happened? It's a dissenting view from what's happening in mainstream media, so it has been blocked. But I have the audio still, so I'm going to play it. It's about 4 minutes long, and I want to get to that right after the bottom of the hour break. So, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. More about me at LeeElsie.com. You can email me at LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We are just getting going, and we're going to have a good time tonight. Got you until the third hour, until we're done. Stick around. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. During a White House event, President Biden says his economic policies are working.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years, and unemployment is coming down.
Biden saying his administration is keeping a close eye on the record inflation. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared to take over as the state's first female governor. She says her style is to listen first and then take a decisive action. Speaking to reporters, she says she'll continue meeting with current and potential staff over the next few weeks. USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the Warrior's on vacation. My name is Lee Elsie, and I get the chance to fill in for Wayne when he is on a vacation. So welcome aboard. You want to learn more about me, website is leeelsie.com. Email address, leeelsie. And I don't know how this topic came up, but I've never seen the movie E.T., so what can I tell you? I've never seen E.T. I'm an actor. I've had my SAG card for 20-something years. I've never seen E.T. So whatever kind of punishment you've got to throw down on me, you want to look down on me, you want to poo-poo me now moving forward, that's your business. But I've never seen E.T. And you know what? I don't want to. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I'm going to make any effort to see it. First of all, those kind of movies make me sad. So I'm very sensitive. Let's put it that way. All right. So listen, let's get to some serious stuff here for a bit. I want to spend at least the first hour talking in particular about COVID and the vaccine, and then we can switch it up in the second hour if that makes everybody happy. I have a couple things I want to get to. But all right. So I know that the internet is filled with the best word, quack pot type of characters. Sure, you got weirdos here and nuts there and this, that, and the other, and everybody sends you a link to something, and a lot of times it's not corroborated. But this one that I'm about to play for you, I found it very interesting, because there's a doctor standing up in front of a room of people at what appears to be some kind of a board meeting, and he's offering his services to sort of school the folks on what's going on with COVID. Now, I'm going to play this. The actual audio is like 6 minutes. I'm only going to play about three and change. But it's him breaking down what's happening. And he does it from a very logical, common sense perspective. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on the radio. Again, I have said what Wayne has said a million times, which is you should do you. You need to do what you think is right for you. If that's to go out and get the vaccine, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't. Right? You want to, go into four corners and kind of wait it out? Fine. You know, you're seeing people getting sick all the time with it. So I am very, very skeptical, I guess is the best word. But this is Dr. Dan Stock, and I want you to hear, this, and then I may stop and go during the course of this, but this is him up in front of a bunch of people talking about his perspective when it comes to COVID-19.
Dr. Dan Stock, 5777 West 700 North McCordsville, Indiana. To address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem. And I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful. And we're getting our sources of information from the Indiana State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses, they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the secretary.
Well, I want to stop there because I think that's important. This is something we've been talking about forever. Now, I don't care if you're a scientist, if you're a nuclear physicist, if you're an art teacher, if you're a janitor. It seems pretty simple, and the tests have shown that if you're wearing a mask, cloth mask, an old bandana, a pair of underwear you turned into a mask, a bra, whatever it is, a jock strap over your face to cover you in case somebody sneezes on you or you sneeze on somebody else. It does not protect you against the aerosol invasion that could hit you or that you could hit somebody else with. That's just, it's just simple common sense, right? I mean, you can see it. I mean, if you're wearing a mask, if you're a man or a woman, I guess, and you're wearing a mask, and your whiskers are poking through that mask, what good is it? Somebody tell me. I'm asking some scientist out there to tell me what good it is. All right? All right, so that's point one from this guy.
As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they paid to have done. That is why you keep struggling with this, is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. Smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement. That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals on coronaviruses after the SARS outbreak, and done in respiratory syncytial virus, where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual done the wrong way, which cannot be done right for a respiratory virus which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection. And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with six extra, there will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was an outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down the symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals.
So there's something else that we've been talking about here, that vaccinated people can spread the virus. So this is counter, I guess, intuitive to what they originally really thought was going on. So it's not, they're blaming everything on the folks that aren't vaccinated, which is completely not fair, and it is creating more of a political divide in this nation, as if somehow, for some reason, this is supposed to be divvied up politically, which it's not.
No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance. And instead, read the articles that are going to come in the email and are on this flash drive, and listen to the people in this audience here tonight who actually have recognized the advice they are getting from the CDC and the NIH is counterfactual. And that's why you're still fighting this with this vaccine that supposedly was going to make all of this go away, but has suddenly managed to make an outbreak of COVID-19 develop in the middle of the summer when vitamin D levels are at their highest. By the way, the other thing that would be necessary, any vaccine restriction to be considered, is if there were no other treatment available. And I can tell you, having treated over 15 COVID-19 patients, that between active loading with vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc, that there is not a single person who has come anywhere near the hospital.
And all right, I want to cut it off there, because that's basically what I wanted to play for you. The ivermectin and the zinc is a completely different conversation, which can be had by other folks who are more in tune to that. But I just thought it was important to play that, and when I did play it, there was an explosion of folks who wanted that video/audio, so we got it to them, but they've since taken it down, which, again, is sort of what happens now if there's a dissenting point of view or a different point of view on YouTube or Facebook. They take it down, and that's a whole different issue that we really need to talk about. We really need to get some kind of a conclusion on that. We've got to get not to the bottom. We know what's going on, but we cannot allow that to happen. This is a free country, and trading information now has become it's essential to have these platforms. Now, I know people were talking about Parler and all the other platforms and Build a Better Mousetrap, and the free market system is the one that we need to focus in on and get somebody out there to build a better mousetrap and people can go to it. I get that, but I always equate this to like the phone company. All right, when the phone company got so big, they stranglehold everybody. That's what's going on with Facebook and Twitter. They strangle everybody else. And because their platforms are tied into Google and the other big search engines, nobody else can kind of get in. It's literally impossible to do it. So you're forced, or you're force-fed what they want you to know. And that is one of the most important things that we can't let happen. You cannot let one entity control information. You control information, you control how people think. That's not American. Can't let that happen. All right, I hope you got something out of that audio from that doctor. And again, I would send it to you guys or post it, but it's since kind of disappeared from the internet. So that was, if you want to try to find it, it's Dr. Dan Stock. Anyway, all right, my name is Lee Elsie. Once again, Wayne Allen Root is on vacation. There's a chance he may call in, though, somewhere along the line, hopefully before the either end of this hour or next hour. He wants to maybe talk a little bit about the mask mandates in Texas and maybe in California and possibly for our friends out there in Vegas. All right, once again, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Again, wherever you may be listening, out there in Las Vegas. I would love to be in Las Vegas right now on the boulevard, man. It's got to be like 110 degrees. I love that. It's like 100 degrees here in Connecticut, which is nuts. It was freezing last week in Reading. Now it's 100 degrees. And tomorrow's going to be 110 in Connecticut. Heat index, whatever the hell that means. I don't know what that means. But anyway, you guys want to call in 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And I'd love to talk to you guys about anything. I have been battling with some text messages / internet sort of back and forth. Somehow my Facebook just collapsed. I don't know what happened. But Donna on Facebook told me that I was coughing incredibly, like during the whole last break. And I'm like, no, Donna, that wasn't me. That was on the audio I was playing. I wasn't coughing. I was silent as a church mouse here. I was paying close attention to what the doctor was saying. And at the same time, my father, for some reason, reached out to me and said that he wouldn't wear a jock strap on his face because I said, You can make a jock strap into a mask. And I'm sure people have done that. I'm sure people have walked into stores with jock straps on their face. And I'm sure they do it for a laugh. And I'm sure they do it maybe because they're trying to get away with something. I guess the question is, how far will you let them push you before you push back? I get it. Like Chris early on is going to go along to get along. I understand it. Businesses are like that, right? Even, you know, here where I work, there's no mask mandate. There was before, but if they put one back in, okay, I'll go along to get along. I'll wear one when I have to, but when I don't have to wear one, I'm not going to. I'm sorry. In particular, if I'm outside, I'm not wearing one. The people who are wearing a mask outside, you got to explain that to me. Please. You know, I talked about this early on. How I got scientists writing to me all the time and people listening to me, doctors calling, and please tell me why you would wear a mask outside, please. And explain that to me. And again, we all laugh and joke about the person who's driving alone in the car with a mask up and, you know, the hands at 10 and 2 and peering over the steering wheel, scared to death to move. For some reason they had to go out, they had to get food. So they're wearing their mask from the time that they leave the shower to the time that they come home. I can't live like that. Can't live like that. And let me rephrase that. I guess I could live with it like that. Like I could live in a bubble if I had to. If the Delta variant was killing 20% of the people that got it. I know that's an absurd number, but if it was killing 20% of the people that got it, okay. I put a plastic bubble around my head and run around if I had to, I'd be different. But it's not. It's not killing that many people, and it's killing, you know, a certain sort of sect of society, one that we could protect. We're going to go down this road again, like where we're going to have mask mandates everywhere, and the most vulnerable folks are going to be, like, in the same spot as the other people. Like, the people who are 25 and 30 years old and healthy and want to go to work every day and make a living and build a life for themselves, are they in the exact same spot as the 80-year-old who's got diabetes and high blood pressure and has had three heart attacks and, you know, likes to eat chocolate chip ice cream for dinner? Are they the same? No, they're not. They're not the same. So why do we treat them the same? And are we going to make the mistake again by, you know, burying folks with the virus in nursing homes? I hope we don't do that again. So why are we going to make the same mistakes we made the first go around with this? You know, don't you feel like there is this push or movement to go back to the world of solitude where you're home all the time and the government takes care of you? How much more can the government take care of you? Can somebody answer that question for me today? I had this conservative on today, supposedly. John LaBoutelier. He was a regular guest, former Fox News contributor. He's been on here with me, too, in the past. But, you know, I was talking to him about the debt being literally out of control, closing in on $29 trillion. And even John, as a, you know, self-proclaimed conservative, it didn't faze him. He didn't care. You know, they said, well, if the economy grows, it's not such a big deal. It's $29 trillion. Since Barack Obama became president, the debt has increased, I think, I don't have it in front of me, I think, $20 trillion. $20 trillion in, what, 13 years? Is that sustainable? It's $600 billion in debt service alone a year. That's the interest. That's like having a credit card, that's like having credit, like $100,000 in credit card debt. Okay, and making $18,000 a year and having to pay all your bills and having two kids. That's what it's like. You can never pay it back. Impossible. So apparently nobody cares. They don't care if we run it up higher. It's like an infinite credit card, but that, there's no such thing as an infinite credit card. Somewhere along the line, you got to pay the piper, right? And, you know, sometimes you escape catastrophe with the credit card. You figure out a way. You work two and three jobs. You knock it down. And, you know, you take all the precautions. You eat sawdust for dinner. And, you know, you get it down to a respectable number. And then if something happens, you need to charge other things and blah, blah, blah. And it gets right back up there again. And you want to, you know, kill yourself. But we're in that perpetual state of disaster. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. I don't get that. Like, not even a conservative pays any attention to the debt. Nobody says anything. If I'm not yelling about it on the radio, I never hear it. Nobody talks about the debt. All right. Let me take a break. A couple things to take care of. Come back after the flip side. Once again, I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee Elsey. I love doing it. A lot of fun. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Your choice plans.